job. Chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, Can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty, that you are righteous? Or is it gain to him, that you make your ways blameless? Will he reprove you for fear of you? Will he enter with you into judgment? Is not your wickedness great, and your iniquities without end? For you have taken a pledge from your brother for nothing, and stripped the naked of their clothing. You have not given water to the weary to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwelt in it. You have sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about you, and sudden fear troubles you. Or darkness, that you cannot see, and abundance of waters cover you. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And you say, How does God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him, that he sees not, and he walks in the circle of heaven. Have you marked the old way which wicked men have trodden? Who were cut down before their time, whose foundation was swept away with a flood? Who said unto God, Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do to us? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it, and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Surely our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumes. Acquaint now yourself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto you. Receive, I pray you, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up, you shall put away iniquity far from your tents. Then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be your defense, and you shall have plenty of silver. For then shall you have your delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up your face unto God. You shall make your prayer unto him, and he shall hear you, and you shall pay your vows. You shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. When men are cast down, then you shall say, There is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the innocent man, and he is delivered by the pureness of your hands.